When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Hello and welcome to Wake and Jake. Happy Monday, April 17th. As we're in a little sports equinox, eclipse. Gotta stop using that word. But it's fun. Any sport you put on right now, if you're a baseball diehard, you know, you're obviously into the season watching your team every night. And hopefully some of the Sunday night baseballs are mixing in something else if you're a big baseball fan. But it's tough because it's also playoff hockey time. Got my first dose of that this weekend between our Rangers. Bandwagon Blue Shirts is back. Some of you understand. Some of you may never. Good episode last night.
Good ep. I rewatched.
and this is for spits and giggles a little bit. You know, we are with DraftKings. We talk some sports betting a little bit. And I don't know, bet responsibly. There was a few, you know, after the Ipe scandal, which is that over or is it just getting started?
I don't know. Is it done?
Got
a conversation with my dad for a while this weekend. And he was like, so Otani's just like never going to be asked about this again, right? I was like,
just over.
Seems that way. I think it's over. Ipe's a bad guy.
Otani just hitting absolute bombs, became the Japanese baseball player with the most home runs, passing Matsui as they rolled the Mets yesterday. That's crazy to think. Matsui was like a really good power hitter for a period of time. Otani's like supposed to be hitting his prime. Mets actually win that series and are kind of hot. Dodgers spinning a little bit. And I do want the main baseball topic today is I keep doing this, what do we know, what do we don't know? I wanted to do Fake Out or Breakout later this week with Foolish and Jolly and make them pick a side. I still think it's too early, and I said it's April 17th, it's April 22nd. That's on me. I got.
Crossed.
But it's still, like, too early. Like, you're looking at... I thought it was closer to a month of games, but it really the Korea series threw that off. We're a week away from a month of games, and then you can truly look at it and say, "Wow, this player had a massive month." If a player has a big week this week, they've had a good first month. So I think I want to wait a little bit for that. I want to dive into a little bit of who is this year's St. Louis Cardinals. So kind of not a fun topic, and there's one team that clearly stands out, but I want to dive into the past couple years of standings and where we currently stand to go from there. I derailed myself from my DraftKings betting speech. One of my buddies, who will remain nameless, it's not nameless, Jeff, that's Trevor's buddy. One of my buddies who will remain nameless, but he's a very funny person, he texted at... What time did the Thunder game start last night?
It was 9 like a 10-ish.
Or 8? 10?
I think by the time it like got going.
9:30 or 10? 10. 10.
They've been all like, and it's smart to do it this way, but they've all been like waiting for like when the next one ends, right. And they all keep getting pushed. So it might have been supposed to be a 9:30, ended up at 10. I don't know.
Well.
Either way.
Oh, well, I can tell you. Right around 9:30, one of my buddies texted me, and he said, Thunder Canucks to win parlay. Buy your wife's boyfriend something nice. And that text made me laugh. So I did place a bet on that. And I found myself from 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. peeled on the Thunder and the Vancouver Canucks. And it was actually, well, the bet won, which made it a better time. But for those of you that maybe don't know the sports gambling thing or don't get it, yeah, we don't want people to overextend themselves, but you put a little cheese on that. The Predators-Canucks game was a lot of fun. Playoff hockey is here, and watching the Young Thunder deal with their first kind of taste of the playoffs, and it's one of those dumb sports things that you find yourself saying, and I'm going to find myself saying over years, but everyone's looked at the Thunder as the one seed in the West, and no one has the Thunder as the one seed. Obviously, the Nuggets, just because they are so... Joker's awesome, and they're probably going to run it back, and like I don't know. They have a legit shot to repeat, which it's the year of repeats. But there's just something about being a young team that nobody believes in you until you do it. So I don't know if you want to transfer that to baseball and some of these teams hoping to win this year. That being said, the Snakes made the World Series last year. Texas came out of nowhere. So that's where baseball can be a little different. I do think it's one of the more fun things I do think basketball has is that teams really have to get their lumps before they can go to the next level. So we might end with more sports equinox stuff just because it was a fun weekend and it's going to be a fun couple weeks. But diving in to the baseball, and I'll start out wide and I'll start to zoom in. Again, we're a little under a month into the season, and some things are starting to sort out. Some that make sense, some that don't fully make sense yet. Our Yankees have the second best record in the AL East. They're coming off of last season, which was very non-Yankee-ish. Everyone wondered, you know, would the Juan Soto move be enough? Stroman, Verdugo, but Juan Soto, you know, what did that really look like? Two generational players back-to-back, him and Judge. It's funny, the most recent comparison of that was Ohtani and Trout, which didn't work. Obviously a different franchise, but I don't know. I think no one really... Who came in bullish on the Yankees this year?
Everybody, even if you did... It was like we just got burned too bad last year to be like bullish. Like everybody was like, well, there's like a chance it all goes bad because right. The Yankees have had a lot of things go bad that they thought would go good the last.
I guess Yankee fans got genuinely excited because of the stars and just putting last year in our rear view. I guess not a lot of national baseball people were like Yankees, 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 and then especially when Cole goes down. Before the season.
Yeah.
But he's starting to throw. The Yankees are 15-7. Juan Soto has... Not only does he feel like a generational player, but it feels like with Volpe maybe taking a step and his effect, and Verdugo being a just really solid MLB hitter, like the Yankees, Glaber, Judge, Rizzo haven't really gone. Stanton's had a couple moments, and that's kind of all we asked. So... That's fine. But, yeah, the Yankees haven't kind of been fully clicking. Their bullpen feels weird. I don't know. They're 15-7. If Gerrit Cole is back on a mound at some point and Judge, no one's actually worried about, but that has to click at some point. Yanks are feeling good. Orioles are doing Orioles things. They're 14-7, and it looks like the same recipe. Like, their lineup is going to chew you up. Meanwhile, their pitching just continues to be good, even though... Well, Corbin Burnes obviously was a big change, but, you know, they had their Kyle Bradish news before the season. No Bautista on the back end. They're the Orioles. The rest of the AL East is AL Easting. Everyone is above 500 again, which it's a credit to that division. Right now, the Rays are in last place. Jays, Sox. And again, good for the Red Sox. I think that's the... For the Jays or the Rays, I don't know what conclusions you could truly draw from these games. Like they, like I said with, what am I calling it? Fake out or shake out? No, fake out fake or break out. Breakout. Shake out. It's a music video. The Rays or Jays have a big week this week, and they're on track with some of the best teams this season. If they don't, we'll talk about that in a second. And the Red Sox. Injury bug has now hit them. They're the road Sox. They're winning a ton of games on the road. Good for them. The AL Central. The Cleveland Guardians have the best record in the American League. Okay. We'll dive into that a little more. Royals have gone off to a good start. The Tigers are 12-10. So they're kind of in that middler area of, hey, you know, that's for what they're hoping to do this year. Like the Tigers' first box they had to check was don't have an atrocious start. And the Minnesota Twins kind of have done that. They're 7-13. They are digging a hole. Chicago White Sox, awful. 3-18 if you haven't been keeping up. 3-18. The AL West is a little funky. The Texas Rangers are 12-11. The Mariners, 11-11, make a wish. Angels are in third place at 9-13. Then it's Oakland. Then it's Houston. Yo.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
NL quick. Braves are the Braves. Phillies are the Phillies. The Mets are playing an awesome brand of baseball. They're 12-9. Nationals are doing Nationals things. They just took a couple from the Astros. Marlins, massive disappointment, 6-17. In the Central, Brewers are on top with the Cubbies, 13-9, two games back. Reds are 12-9. Pirates are back down to 500. They got off to a hot start. They've been coming down to earth again. And the Cardinals are 9-13. So, yeah, I think Cardinals, they need to finish strong. Bad week this week. I'll get there in a second. Dodgers are 13-11. Probably changes soon. We assume. The Padres are 500. They had a lot of Dodger games and some road trips. The Snakes are a game under 500. The Giants are 10-13, and the Rockies are 5-17. Welcome back, Colorado. Yeah. They are listed more on the Weekly Dumb this week than the Talking Baseball sheet. So, go Rockies, go. Why I did all of that. I wanted to look at the past couple years and see if we could draw any actual conclusions from these starts. And the biggest thing, it's a lot easier for a team to have had a good start and come back than a team to have a bad start and get better. So from last year, I picked a somewhat random date. I put April 28th because that was close to how many games have been played from last year. On April 28th of last year in the American League, Oakland was 5-22. If you remember how their season ended, not great. Kansas City was 6-21. I think you know, or if you don't remember, their season was sneaky horrid. I think we were all shocked when we opened up their team profile and projection. It's like, wait, they were that bad? Chicago White Sox, 7-20 out of the gates last year. Very bad, no good season on their end. Detroit Tigers, 9-15. Seattle Mariners, 11-15. Boston Red Sox, 13-14. Cleveland was 13-13. So, all of those teams I just mentioned in the AL, again, it's a small sample size, right? None of those teams made the playoffs. Which, okay, maybe you're rolling your eyes a little bit because you're like, Kansas City, Oakland, the White Sox, Detroit, sure. But Seattle got off to an 11-15 start. They came a game short of the playoffs. Cleveland ran out of steam last year. Boston ran out of steam. The Angels, for the whole American League at this date last year, the playoffs had been sorted except our New York Yankees, who were 15-12, and they faded out historically. Otherwise, it was Houston had a winning record, Texas, Minnesota, Baltimore, Tampa, and Toronto. So with expanded playoffs, I think we've had this whole notion of, hey, you know, you put a couple good months of baseball together, be a little above 500, you're going to be in this. The Diamondbacks had 84 wins last year. Last year at this time, the American League East was sorted except the Yankees falling out. That's pretty insane. In the National League, start at the bottom, the Colorado Rockies. Yep. Back at it. The St. Louis Cardinals, which remember we were doing the, whoa, St. Louis, and when are they going to snap out of this? They're such a good baseball team. It's coming. Arenado, Goldschmidt, you know all these guys. Was it Waino's last year? And I think before the season, I did a, like, I love this Cardinals depth. They're a great baseball organization. They were 10-17. You know, the alarms were going off, and we just didn't know how hard to chime them. Is that a phrase? The Nationals were 9-15. Cincinnati was 11-15. San Francisco Giants, 11-14. The Padres were 13-14. And then we get to our first break in the action. The Dodgers last year got off to a 14-13 start. They went on to do Dodgers things. But I thought it was of note, the bottom 6 teams from last year, they all missed the dance. So if you are in that club right now, that's kind of a nervous place to be. You know, current teams that are in that club, the Houston Astros, they would be What have we been saying about the Houston Astros? Like, it's going to happen. They're Houston. It's coming. They will be in the ALCS. They've done that for seven straight years. They've got more of a resume than anyone who's really had a resume kind of in recent baseball history. Like, you know, prime Yankees a little bit in the 90s. But, you know, the Houston Astros, what they have done regular season to get to the dance and then in the playoffs, really tough to match. They are in that bucket currently. They're 7-16. That's a really bad start. Verlander came back this weekend, and I believe they won that game. But then they lost the next two to the Nats. They lost a series to the Nats. And I know that, like, it's baseball. The Nats have been kind of pesky. Pesky Nats. Buying all their stock for next year. But Houston, it's really got to go. It's really got to start going. For them and the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Twins were penciled to win the Central this year. Like, pretty strongly. There was a moment before the season where it was like, wait, the Twins are losing Sonny Gray, who was second in the Cy Young. They shed salary. Kenta Maeda, I don't know. He's been a staple there, but he was banged up.
Theoretically, his ceiling is as like a rotation stabilizer for the year, but that's important.
It's important, and I don't know. Maeda's best years with Minnesota, he was like their guy for a little bit before they really went ham on pitching.
He's a guy that can go on a month-long run easily.
He can have a great half of a season. The Minnesota Twins are 7-13. Right next to the Astros. I didn't mention the Marlins because you've already erased them from your season. They're 6-17. They gone. The other teams that are of note here, you know, the San Francisco Giants, they're 10-13. They ended up investing a lot in their team this year that, again, the expectations got raised really late. Like, really late. Soler, Chapman, Snell, on top of Robbie Ray, Jung-Hoo Lee. Like, they ended up paying a ton of money this offseason to let go. So mark them down. And then I think so with that, and this is where I wanted to get multiple years because it's tough to base them off 1 year, but 2022, I went back and I did this same exercise. National League, Cincinnati, Washington, Arizona, Chicago, Pittsburgh, your bottom 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams at this point then. They were not in the playoffs. And I think if you do that year over year, and it gets tricky because we just expanded the playoffs a little more, so I didn't really keep going. That year, Atlanta did come out to a 9-11 start. In the American League, your bottom teams were Baltimore, Texas, Detroit, Cleveland, White Sox, Boston, Kansas City. So that year, Cleveland did win the division, but that's still one out of the bottom seven teams at this point in the season. One out of seven in the AL. And then your bottom five in the National League. So Houston is currently in that box. Are they the one? I mean, they technically wouldn't have been as qualified as where Atlanta was in the example, where Cleveland was in the example. But you could very strongly say, we mentioned about DraftKings, that one of these teams definitely will not be in the playoffs. And I mean, it's pretty, using my empirical data, which I don't even really know what that means, and I don't have a lot of data. Like, it would be pointing to that neither of these teams are going to make the playoffs. Like, you can make a pretty firm actual argument where these teams are in the standings, they won't make the playoffs. 7-16 out of Houston.
That's a real...
That's awful.
Like, that's a hole.
If they weren't Houston... Like, this... The Houston panic button hasn't been set off across baseball at all, right?
Like, everybody's been, like, a little laughing, because people still don't like them, but they're all... But everybody's saying, like, laughing a little and saying, like, but they're Houston, so, like, I'm scared. Right. I'm not going to all the way do that.
Like, if we turned on MLB Network this morning, they would say, like...
Yeah, they're not doing, like, an Astros disaster segment, but... Even we talked a little bit of sports gambling. Like, yesterday I looked, I'm looking again now. Like, Houston, it's still not plus money for them to make the playoffs.
So they're still favored to make the playoffs.
To make the playoffs.
See, like,
It's about even. Because yesterday I saw 7-15, and I was like, I don't know, they're Houston. If you can get plus money on them just sneaking in and wreaking havoc. And then it was still minus. I was like, all right. I just got to be scared.
The St. Louis Cardinals last year started off 10-17. 10-17. Houston is 7-16. So if they go 3-1, they'll be caught up to Houston or to St. Louis from last year.
Yeah.
And what was St. Louis's problems? St. Louis, they were still hitting enough. And by the way, Houston is still hitting. Which you can put that as a positive thing, or you can make that a negative thing. Like, they've been one of the best offenses in the American League, and they've been losing. So are they going to keep that up? Maybe. Again, they're Houston. If that hitting comes down a little bit, St. Louis's problem last year was pitching. They're starting pitching. It was what we heard all offseason. They need three horses. They ran out of innings last year, and they ran out of production last year. Houston, starting pitching has been one of the big issues. Justin Verlander just came back. Hopefully that could be massive for them. Other side of this, I'm not saying this is happening. I'm actually not saying this is happening. I have Justin Verlander on my fantasy team that we're doing in the office this year. So I believe. But what if Justin Verlander is old? Like Adam Wainwright.
One year that'll happen.
Adam Wainwright's last season. Obviously, pitchers at different points of their career, but remember how nasty Waino actually was kind of before that last year?
2022, it was like first start was bad. Better knife that out. It was a straight up, like, awesome year.
And then the next year. And the other thing that St. Louis had last year that you couldn't really quantify, and maybe they do have a stat. Obviously, there's bullpen stats. It just felt like whenever they needed a game, it got blown. Whether it was Gallegos or Helsley or Cabrera or whoever it was, whenever they had that Cardinals game they needed to win the series or to, like, not get swept, it just felt like the absolute worst moment to give it up. What's been going on with Hader and Hader? Abreu and Presley.
Yeah.
Hader's numbers are awful.
Presley's numbers are virtually the same.
We got people screamed at us, and partially fairly so, because, I don't know, Hader's like the best.
I'll give them that. Outside of those three, everybody else in their bullpen, their numbers are objectively good. Don't know what the vibe's been around that, but...
So
those three, the numbers are bad, just straight up.
What Houston does have working for them is that no one in their division has gone yet. The Rangers are 12-11. Mariners are 11-11, make a wish. Which, good for them. Half game out, like, Mariners, I was tough on them, and they're sitting in a fine spot. Houston. Third in batting average, fifth in OPS. Starting pitching, 26th in ERA, 29th in WHIP. Bullpen, 28th in ERA, 26th in WHIP. What I heard about St. Louis last year that really the wheels started falling off they were looking around the clubhouse and kind of didn't know what to blame. It's kind of like the saying when you're sick and you'd rather like know what the problem is. It's like, oh, well, our bullpen's been terrible. Let's add a bullpen. Let's call up a guy. If our bullpen turns it around,
use guys in different spots.
We'll be good. We'll be good. You know, we're not getting production from the middle of our lineup. Okay, well, let's shuffle a couple guys around. Maybe move someone else to the top of the lineup to spread it out. St. Louis didn't know what their problem was.
By the end of the year, like the offensive numbers on the like aren't. You couldn't point to anybody and be like, "That's what the problem was." I mean, got some guys were like lower than usual.
They would counter back right now.
Disasters,
and they would say pitching as a whole. But again, there, I think series to series, it wasn't necessarily the case. It was. When they needed to get that win, they couldn't get it. And I don't know. I think Minnesota has already kind of lost people a little bit. Like, that's... The Minnesota Twins are 8 games back of the Cleveland Guardians. Like, I know...
Like, even when we were penciling them in, I don't think we had them 8 games better than our new brother.
Right. And... In theory, that's fine. You know, you chip away through a season, good week, you start cutting into that. Also not. The Guardians are playing kind of a fun brand of baseball. Naylor looks really good. Jimenez has come up with a lot of clutch hits for them. They're pitching. That's what Cleveland does. They just kind of ran out last year while also not getting a lot of offensive production throughout the lineup. The Royals look better and the Tigers look better. So for the Twins to climb... You currently have to jump 3 teams. Everyone kind of looks at the Twins roster now, where coming off of last season, it was like, well, they're the most talented team. Looking at that Twins lineup.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And that's where, going back to where I kind of started with this, the bottom to the top stuff, not a lot of teams have done that. Like I mentioned a Guardians team that won a weak AL Central.
When we were talking about that one, it's like going into that year, it was going to be like whoever finishes above 500 wins that division, and that's what Cleveland did.
They won it. Again, the date I had on here, April 28th, 2022, they were 7-12. Let's see. When do they get hot?
They had that like August resurgence and not caught the Twins at the very end.
There. Not to be dumb, they won their next three games, which brought them to 10-12, which is a lot more.
By 1 month of games, because that season also started late, they were probably right at 500.
They got to 15-14, so they got hot, like right then.
They ultimately made their first month fine.
Like in that next week, they got to 15-14 and were set up to go. So I guess that's what I'm saying. Like I'm not banging the table. Houston's dead. Everyone kind of has fallen for that trap in one of the past couple years. Remember the COVID season they were playing kind of an ugly.
They finished below 500.
Right. Everyone's been ready. Houston, trash cans, Dusty. That COVID year, they looked bad. They've been rolling. They need to go soon because there's no other teams on the list that have done this. And then I think the part I kind of have ducked is that you can start off good and it can fade. It's a lot easier to be good and then be bad than to be bad and then be good. Is that obvious?
You can hang on to your hot start and go and just survive the rest of the way and then land in a pretty good spot. Rays did that a little bit last year. They had the all-time start and were like sneaky not impressive the rest of the year.
Last year, the only true outlier was on the National League side. Pittsburgh was 18-8.
Yeah. They had the awesome April.
But each year there's one or two teams. Each year there's like two teams that are good and then fade. Every year, there's maybe one team that was bad and then figured it out.
And then can even, like, push it.
Again, last year's AL, the bottom 8 teams at this point did not make the playoffs. I think the Mariners were the closest. They were one game back. Or however the AL West sorted out last year, two games back at the end. I don't know. Two games earlier in the season. You could play that baseball dumb game if you want. One, two, three. In the final, six in the NL. So I don't know. Like, if you're in those buckets, I know expanded playoffs and figure it out and all that, but also no. Also no. The last year, a couple other teams that are in the started good and faded bucket, like the Mets were 15-12. Remember New York Subway Series? How'd that work out for us? Cubbies also got to a decent start, 14-11, and they didn't make the playoffs last year. But, you know, the Arizona Diamondbacks were 15-12. What were we saying about them at the time? Like, hey, good start. I don't know.
It's a nice. I remember we had
no
an episode.
Touch the Dodgers.
We had an episode like late May, early June. We were like, we had a talk in baseball where like the title was like time to start respecting them because it was like, all right, 2 months that's real now. But
yeah, and let's see, in 2022. Good teams that faded. It looks like the Giants got off to a hot start. And that wasn't a good Giants team, right? They finished 500. Now I've got my tabs all shuffled. I don't know. I guess I was surprised to see what I think is kind of an obvious statement. If you're bad to start, it's really tough to be good. If you're good to start, there's a chance you can still be bad. That's a lot easier to happen in baseball, whether it's injuries or playing over your skis a little bit.
Those do happen every year. Somebody plays well. But you can hang on to that and be in the mix.
Right. I mean, that's, you know, going through some of these, looking at last year again, Milwaukee got off to a really hot start. And I don't know, it's kind of Milwaukee that you never really knew with that team. But they're back at it. Atlanta, obviously. Tampa rode out their undefeated April. 22-5, by the way.
Crazy.
How about them Rays? You know, Baltimore got off to an electric start last year. People didn't
use that.
People were hoping it was the year for Baltimore, but nobody knew.
People weren't, like, predicting it confidently.
Texas Rangers were 15-11. People didn't know about the Rangers. So, like, the start matters. I think player to player, it's really hard to do anything right now. You could still have an incredible season. You could have an awful season. Teams? Like, that's a lot of...
You need
that's
a go.
A lot of data at this point. Why is he always talking about data? Who is this guy? Hey, sound off in the comments why Houston is or is not the Cardinals. But there's kind of a lot of parallels.
Yeah. I remain blown away by, like, the offense. Player by player is really good. Abreu's having an awful, awful time, and Bregman's having a bad time. But, like, everyone else is performing at or above what your expectations would have been for them.
Right. And then I don't know, man. Like, it's...
the pitching's just not...
their upcoming schedule, they've got a few off days, which sometimes that can help a bullpen or a team. But, like, three at the Cubs, I don't know. Cubs are playing pretty decent baseball right now. I can't tell you you're going to win that series in Chicago. They've got a two-gamer at Coors, which, hey, even if you win those, like, your pitchers are probably going to be pretty bummed out by the end of it.
Don't know how good for morale that's going to be.
And then it's like a homestand versus Cleveland, who, again, Cleveland's off to an awesome start. So it has to start pretty soon. And when is that? When is that? Because the Astros have 6 games left in April. What's their record going to be? If they go 3-3, that's 10-19?
It's bad.
What if they lose? It's a hole that we really haven't seen a team in the past couple years dig themselves out of. So I know they are Houston, and they do deserve more leash than any other team. But, like, I think it's getting closer than people are willing to talk about. And maybe it's us being scared of Houston fans because some of them are just mad at us. But baseball is baseball. I don't know. If it was like any other team, like, at this point, we were worried about the Cardinals.
We were saying,
like, it took a turn. It was like, guys,
we were saying you gotta go
now, otherwise you're gonna be out of it. And they ended up out of it.
It's like that. The formula we figured out with our Yanks. It's like the 2 good months and survive all the rest. And any bad month you have, it's another good one you gotta have. It's hard to have 3 like awesome months in a year.
Sure
as
is.
A team.
Road trips, injuries, hot, cold. Yes and no, Katy Perry. I saw Anne Juliet this weekend on Broadway. It was good. So that's our Broadway talk segment.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We'll hit you with a little, again, sports apocalypse season. NBA playoffs are fun and got started. I think the talking points that really have leaked out of them, Clippers gave the Mavericks the business without Kawhi. Clippers had one of the best streaks of any team during this NBA season. That whoever wins this matchup is going to be such a sexy pick, because they're going to take on the Thunder next. And again, it turns into that veteran NBA stuff we talked about for a little bit, that if Luka and Kyrie end up moving on and facing the Oklahoma City Thunder, or if the Clippers, Harden, Kawhi, PG, Harden with 28 points, that one of those teams will become kind of the Western Conference, I don't want to say darling, because that's kind of not what they are. If OKC makes a run, they'll be a darling because they're young and cute. It's interesting. And the Nugs, I don't know. I think everyone wants LeBron and the Lakers to put up a fight. Split in Denver. Nuggets have won 9 in a row?
Something like that.
Yeah. So that's not exciting. I think the storyline in the East, Knicks hold serve. Embiid looked decent, then banged up his knee. The NBA people I was talking to, everyone's just looking at Embiid. If he picks up power and strength as they go, that's scary. I don't see it that way, and maybe it's my Knicks blinders, but I feel like, especially the way Embiid plays, I feel like he's going to get banged up every game. Like, I don't think Embiid's going this way. I think Embiid's like, I was pointing up for those audio only, but I don't know. I'm playing injury god there.
Yeah, it's just kind of like an odd situation. Every year he's kind of in this spot.
Right.
Where it's like, well, if he survives this and is the healthy version of himself, there's a reason they were 35-8 or whatever the record is in games he played in the season. And there's a reason they were up 10 so quickly when he came out hot.
Yeah.
Like
scary
when
moment.
It's like he's going...
Knicks nightmare start, Embiid just looks like a beast.
It's like, hey, try to close off every other valve and see what happens with him just eating. But
the Celtics end up bullying the Heat, and I think that's just going to happen. I don't think Heat culture will be strong enough. But the other East story, the Milwaukee Bucks just whoop the Pacers, which that, Pacers beating the Bucks kind of became assumed. Giannis out, everyone turning against Doc Rivers, and Dame just not having been real Dame this year. He goes nut job. I think 35 points all in the first half. They just blew the doors off the Pacers. And what's turned into an Eastern Conference, it's the Celts are bust. People were saying that the Sixers, if they fully click, they would be the toughest matchup for the Celts. I'll still lean Bucks. I still think NBA has a big chunk of, like, Damian Lillard's not going to really give hit. This feels rude. He's 33 now. He's played a lot of NBA. Like, Dame's saving some for the playoffs. And, like, that's just the facts. That's just the facts. So if they can get past this, Giannis can get healthy at some point during this series and come back. If you're Boston, I think that's the bad man. We'll see. I would say this. If you're a sports fan, turn on the TV. The hockey's just awesome and intense. And it just feels like a different brand of hockey. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Playoff hockey has been a thing.
I know it's such a thing, but it makes me a little mad. Like, I just...
Yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, I do, but... Like, I'll... Regular season hockey game, I'm just not really putting it on. But a playoff hockey game, it's almost like no nonsense. Yes, I'm going to watch. I just watched the Canucks last night. There was a gambling angle.
Yeah.
But like...
Some flipping.
The late night Nashville Predators Vancouver Canucks game, that doesn't happen in the regular season. Enjoy the sports apocalypse. We got NFL draft coming up. Yeah. So we've got two playoffs, baseball's rolling, NFL draft. It's a beautiful time of the year. We will see you guys Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wow. NFL draft this week. See you guys.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.